Hello, my loves, and welcome to Align Within, a podcast to bring awareness to your most authentic self and guide it in a way to help you ignite the infinite wisdom within your own being and consciousness. Hosted by Lauren Fleck, a multi-passionate, playful, spiritual, authentic freedom seeker who absolutely loves to dive deep into all things spiritual, sacred wisdom, being consciously aware, and unapologetically authentic, just to name a few. So within each episode, we're going to be discussing a range of topics based on new and old age spirituality, found and shared through my own personal experiences, as well as through the experiences of others around me. So we can collectively heal and continue the journey with a more playful and not so serious approach. So take what resonates and leave the rest behind. And if you want to dive deeper, you can follow Align Within for more juicy episodes. All links are within the show notes. So let's jump in. Hello, my loves. Welcome to Align Within. It is beautiful to have you here. If you don't know me, my name is Lauren Fleck, and if you know me personally, you know, or you're returning from the space of YouTube, then know that you're a true OG. I appreciate you greatly. I want you to know that. I'm grateful for you. So this podcast, and again, if you've known me personally, has been years in the making. There's been so many deaths and rebirths, and yeah, we're finally here, and I am beyond excited and beyond grateful to be here with you. So thank you so much for kicking back with me today and taking time out of your beautiful day to be here and to be present within this space. So I will be sharing all my episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and because I love video content, of course it's going to be here on YouTube as well. Because, you know, sometimes it's quite nice to see the visual version of things. I wanted to provide multiple choices for everyone because everyone likes to sit and kick back differently. So as we dive in, a brief little background about myself, and don't worry, there will be a full episode coming of me talking about my spiritual journey, but I just wanted to provide a little bit of background here so you can kind of get an understanding of who I am in short context. So I'm 30 years young. I'm a Scorpio sun, Taurus moon, and Sagittarius rising. For all my astrology babes out there, I personally love to know who signs what, you know, who is what. And it's quite nice to know that. And especially if you love astrology, you kind of be like, oh yeah, oh okay, yeah, oh nice, you know. So Scorpio sun, Taurus moon, Sagittarius rising. And in human design, for my human design babes out there, I am a manifesting generator with an emotional authority. So a whole lot of emotion, baby, a whole lot of emotion, a whole lot of feelings, a whole lot of experiences within my emotional center. Especially with me being a Scorpio, I've got about four planets that sits in Scorpio, and it sits in the house of Pisces. So as you can imagine, intense, deep, spiritual. So from a young age, I've made it my life mission to heal and basically find alignment within myself. And basically live a life more free, more fun, and just more fulfilled, because I just can be very tired of the mundane 9-to-5 matrix life, societal ways of doing things. So yeah, I've been on the spiritual journey now for about a decade, and dipping in and out, as you do, you know, it's all about ups and downs. It's never just like this continuous up or this continuous down or flat line. It's always like this. It's always up, it's always down, round and round, spiraling in and out. And but I've always loved to explore new ways to heal and find alignment within myself. So, you know, new age spirituality, old age spirituality, reading, so on and so forth. But we'll dive into that a little bit more as the episode goes on. But yeah, so I'm very deep, I'm very passionate, and I'm very real. And authenticity for me is just like one of those key aspects to me as a person and to my connections and relationships within my life around me. And authenticity is just my favorite thing to support within people and support people through, and to just see in people, just seeing someone living their most authentic self and life is just so beautiful, and I just find it so inspiring. So that is what I absolutely love about people, and that's exactly why I'm coming to this space, with the intention of hopefully giving people the permission to be their most authentic self and expressing themselves through their most authentic essence. So what to expect here is
quite a few things actually, because I'm a multi-dimensional being. I can't just go with one niche. Niching it down, we're going to say spirituality, right? But like, there's a whole broad, huge, ginormous spectrum of spirituality. It's not just a one shoe fits all type thing. There's so many elements to it in so many ways, in so many different cultures. So I'm going to be talking about the things that I have experienced and been through, because I feel like it's fair to come here with an approach of, this is what I've experienced, this is what I've been through, here's how I healed, here's how I dealt with that, you know, does that make sense? So just trying to come at it from a realness approach again of like, this is what I've been through, hopefully you gain some clarity or guidance from that and you can take from it whatever you will. So we're going to expect here some new and old age approach to spirituality and a not so serious approach to spirituality. I was going to say spirituality then. A not so serious approach to spirituality, because let's be honest, right? If you've been on this journey for a little while, or you've just delved into the journey and you're going through that stage of the journey, and there's many stages like this of the journey, by the way, it's not just this once, but that stage where it's heavy and it's intense and you're seeing all these things and it's really hard to see and it feels really like it's pulling you apart and it's, you know, flipping things upside down and the rug's being pulled out beneath you. It's so intense. And then you can also get to a point where there's so much seriousness around it, like, oh no, you have to be, you think in your mind sometimes that you have to be a certain way to fit into this box of spirituality, and it's just not that way. And I just think it's so important to bring a more playful and fun, you know, approach to spirituality, because we are all children of this earth, so why not enjoy it like children of this earth? You know, you see a child who's fully in their power, fully in their expressing their most authentic self, you see them playing and having fun and just being them, they're not being serious. Like, they're just being them, they're just having fun, they're enjoying the process. And we want to make this a joyful process, although times can get tough and we all know that. And I'm definitely not coming at this with a toxic positivity approach, because that is definitely not a bit of me. If you know me personally, again, I think it's really important to do shadow work. I think it's really important to dive into the realms of yourself where you are wanting to pick apart those aspects of yourself that you don't necessarily like, to heal and to come back into yourself and to love the parts of yourself that you've seen and you don't necessarily enjoy. So there's a realness approach to all of this, as I've said, and you're definitely going to expect vulnerability. That's definitely something that I'm slowly still learning to feel more comfortable doing. And there's a huge reason why I haven't shared my spiritual journey yet, which will be coming in the next episode, by the way. I'm going to be sharing my spiritual journey from like the very beginning. So we're going way, way back. So there's a reason why I haven't been fully like vulnerable about that, because I just feel naked. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're sharing your full journey or full experience, but again, within this process, I just feel like so many people might take so much from it, and that's what I want. I just want people to feel seen and heard, and if they're going through a similar process, then at least they know there's someone out there that's been through it, and hopefully that you can take some guidance from whatever I talk about if it feels like it's resonating with you. So yes, you're definitely going to get humor, 100%, again, with a not so serious approach to spirituality, and you are definitely going to get authenticity, you're going to get honesty, you're going to get laughter, loads of different modalities of healing, and they're going to be all the ones that I have done myself, or if there's anything that I find interesting that other people around me have done, and, you know, obviously I'd love to bring that into the space as well to kind of deepen the collective consciousness, to learn more ways, you know. I'm always willing to learn more stuff about this. I'm always willing to learn. We're definitely going to talk about plant medicine, because that's been a huge part of my journey as well. Plant medicine has done so much for me, and I am just have so much respect for that, for different plant medicines and different ways of healing. Again, like, they're like old age ways of healing to me personally, because they've come from ancient traditions and they're just beautiful. So definitely expect that here. We're going to talk about energy healing, the energy body. We're going to be touching on inner child healing, shadow work healing, manifestation, because manifestation was definitely a big part of the beginning of my journey into this world. And as a whole, just again, aligning from within, hence the name Align Within for this podcast. So what does that mean? What does Align Within mean? So Align Within came from a mix of all the lessons and healings that I have experienced in life. And for me, being aligned within means that I am more at peace and happy with life. I'm more whole as a person. And the journey it takes to find that alignment within you is this juice of this podcast. It's the stuff in the middle. It's what is making this podcast be birthed into life. So yeah, through different spiritual healings, modalities, new age, old age, I really found my true authentic self through these different healings and these different ways of learning about myself, learning about my consciousness, learning about my patterning, my traumas. All of it has been a massive part of my healing journey and a massive part of coming back into alignment to me, to my highest truth, and just feeling that balance and that groundedness, you know, as I walk through life. And it takes so long to get to that point. It took me so long anyway. I'm not going to speak for everyone, but it took me a while to get to that point. I definitely feel like people felt like I had shit under control more than I felt I did myself. So this really helped me find a part of my purpose in life. And, you know, it really helped me find confidence in expressing my true essence, because I truly believe that when you align yourself from within and you delve into yourself and you heal and you grow as a person and you evolve, I truly believe that that is where you can find your purpose in life. Like, you can find what it is that you love to do. You can find what it is that lights you up. And I had to pick apart and peel back many, many layers to get to that point of like, oh, this is it. Because again, if you're like me and you're a manifesting generator in human design, I'm not just saying that everyone who's manifesting generator is this, like everyone, there's so many people can be this and want to do multiple things, but it just helps me think like, oh, okay, well, it's given me the permission slip to be like, yeah, you like to do multiple things at once. That's just the way you are. I can't just be this. I'm a part of that and that, rather than just a part of this, you know. I am like, my branches stretch out far. Like, I like to do different things and I'm interested in different things, and I always seem to be doing multiple things at once rather than just one thing. And sometimes I wish, you know, that I just had like this one line of like, okay, this is what I want to do. But I just can't. I really struggle. So it's been a huge part of my process of like learning to building a business and stuff has been, it's taught me a lot in like, okay, let's do this first and then do that. So it's really taught me how to just do one thing at a time when you are building something like that, because you've got to build foundations and grow from there. Because sometimes when you're building a business and you like to do multiple things at once, it's hard to finish a project because you're starting loads of projects at the same time. So anyway, I digress. I'm sidetracking, and trust me, expect that with me because I do go on tangents. But let me come back to the point. So yeah, it's really gave me confidence. All this spiritual journey aligning from within gave me confidence to express my true self. And I just really want to be the permission slip for you to be your most beautiful and authentic self. That's what you came here to be, you know. You didn't come here to be anybody else. You came here to be you. Like, we are all very unique. It is a big part of my purpose in life to celebrate people for being authentic, and I can truly see it within people, and I can truly see it when people aren't being authentic. Let's reprogram and let's get back to who we truly are, coming back to that place of when we were born, we were that spiritual being living in that human body. Let's come back to that place and express ourselves from that true soul that came through into this earth to live this experience. My throat is getting a little bit croaky. Let me have some water. So a little bit about me. I'm a very calm and very present being, but I do also get stressed at times, because at the end of the day, although I'm a spiritual being, I am living in a human body, having a human experience. And I wanted to make this point because again, being on the spiritual journey now for about a decade has made me realize a lot. And it's made me realize that there was a time where I felt like I couldn't be stressed or upset. Again, this leads back to like toxic positivity. I didn't feel like I could be stressed or upset or express myself in that way because, oh no, because I wasn't being that spiritual, grounded, present self. They're an important part of you. You're a spiritual being living a human experience. So it's important that you have a human experience. And again, another reason why I say this is because I spent a lot of my time in my early years of doing the spiritual work up in the clouds and completely ungrounded. And what I mean by that is I was very much up there. I was very much in the spiritual realms, like outside of myself. And with that comes a lot of ungroundedness. Like when you think about the chakras in the body, you've got the crown chakra and you've got the root chakra. And the root chakra is a grounded center. So with my healing journey, I seemed to do things the opposite way. So I seemed to work on healing from the crown down rather than the root up. And if you look at it in this way, say it's a tower, imagine the chakras are a tower and you've started healing and working on like cleaning and clearing out the top chakras, which are obviously the crown, the third eye, the throat, the heart center. But what about the bottom? What about the bottom three, the ones that are needing that rootedness, that groundedness? If they aren't grounded and rooted, then the whole system comes out of balance. So there's going to be times where you'll fall back down and you'll have to work your way back up again. Does that make sense? And I learned this when I was actually doing my Reiki level 1 and 2. And I was like, wow, that is so true, because I didn't feel like I'd done any work on my root chakra, my solar plexus and my sacral. I hadn't worked on those areas. So I would say the last, well, since my Reiki initiation, which was in 2021, I have been working a lot on my lower chakras so that I can come into balance. And I can honestly say it's been amazing. And just actually now I'm having this realization that that's probably been a big reason why the awakenings that I've had after that, so after 2021, have been the way they've been because of all of this work. Because it's like I've come back and met myself in the middle, you know. So like I've grounded myself through my root, I've found creativity through my sacral, and I've found my power center through my solar plexus, and then I've come into my heart space. But then the crown, the third eye, the throat, I've worked on them a lot already. So now my body's feeling more balanced. And don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect. Like please don't think I'm perfect, because I'm definitely not. I find myself coming out of balance, you know, still. Like even if I'm a balanced being, I still come out of balance. You know, we are human, again, back to the human spiritual being having a human experience. Life is never just this like easy ride, you know. Like we're not just gonna hop on and just be like, you know, like the Barbie movie, right? She's in the car and she's like la di da di da. No, like there's gonna be times that something's gonna fall, knock you off track, and it's how you cope, it's how you decide to respond with the experience, with the knowledge that you've gained and what you've been through, is how you respond to things. That's where the healing takes place. So you'll find you'll be able to, you know, work on things and cope with things with a lot more groundedness. And that's how it's been for me. So yeah, I'm definitely at a place now where I'm a lot more grounded and I'm a lot more present and I'm a lot more aligned. I'm more aligned than I've ever been. And I'm only going to continue to align even throughout the times where I will fall off track. Because let me tell you something, right? I definitely felt completely out of alignment in, I would say, the last few months of 2023. I felt so out of balance, so out of alignment. But I had to go through that process to come to where I am now. Because again, I believe that every time we slip back into those places, it's only leveling us up to be even better the next time for ourselves, you know. And it's how we come out of it. We pull ourselves out of that place. That's the magic. And I find that every time it is like an up level. So when I would call it like the dark night of the soul, right? Every time you fall, let's say fall down. Every time you fall down and you rise back up again, it is the dark night of the soul. It's like you're your shadow has slipped to the surface, and then it takes your higher self to come into the space and actually hold your shadow's hand and be like, come on, I got you, let's go, like, come on, you can do this. And it might take a few times to actually pull yourself out of it, but you will get there. I finally feel like I've got there, and I can honestly say it was only like probably about a week or two ago that I feel like I actually got there. It felt like it was dragging, and I was like, why am I dragging my feet so much in this space? Like, I should be sorting myself out. Come on, Lauren, like, you can do this. So yeah, I want to express that, because again, like, I'm not perfect. I'm really, really definitely not. Nobody's perfect, and we all go through our processes, and we still have stuff come up. I've got so much to share with you guys. I am so excited to share, because I've had just continuous realizations. This is my first podcast, so I'm really buzzing about that. But like, I've not been consistent on YouTube ever. I think there was probably like one period of time I became consistent, and that was when I managed to monetize my channel. But I have not. I've not. And I genuinely, like, I just wanted to come here with a lot more realness. I was actually watching a video today. I can't remember the guy's name. I'm going to have to maybe link him below. But he was talking about how we tend to cut the fat out of our videos. So it could be a long form video, but then we shorten it down so much because we're cutting out all the stuff. But I really just wanted some raw content, because I talk a lot and I have a lot to say. And I also am not the sort of person that, like, I don't script where I can read line by line. Like, I need to channel. I need to have some sort of structure where I like touch on points, but I need a channel. Like, I am a channel. Like, I need that. I'm too robotic if I script. It doesn't work for me. So I just wanted to have a space where I could openly share about things and you know, let this be a space of inspiration. Anyway, I digress again. Like, here we go. Look, Loz is starting strong, isn't she? So anyway, the reason that I am creating this space, the reason that I'm creating this series on YouTube, the reason that I decided to choose podcasting, is because I wanted, again, coming back to the permission slip, I wanted to be a permission slip for anybody who wants to be their most authentic self, okay? And I just want to share my journey and hope that it can help others through their journey. And for this to be a place where you can feel seen, you can feel understood through your process, because sometimes, you know and I understand this, because I definitely still go through this now, the spiritual space can be a little bit lonely, especially if the people around you aren't necessarily on that journey it can feel quite lonely. So I really wanted there to be a space where people could feel seen and heard through their journey and through their experiences, and maybe not feel so alone. So this is definitely, like, I just wanted there to be a space of to be vulnerable without judgment, because, you know, being vulnerable about your stuff can feel very, like I said, the word naked, you can feel very naked, and it can feel very scary. And I still, people feel, like, people that know me personally, and people that don't know me that have followed me, seen me on Instagram or YouTube or whatever, feel, from their experience of seeing me online, feel that I am very comfortable being vulnerable. But I will tell you now, like, I feel uncomfortable being vulnerable. Like, there's a level of, like, hesitation around it. And that's hence the reason why this is only just coming out now, because when I've turned 30, because I've felt scared to share my journey, because it's so personal. But again, I know this is a part of my purpose, so I had to break myself down and build myself back up to, like, come back to a space of, like, come on now, like, this is time to do this, because this really does light me up, like, being here, creating content, sharing, connecting, and talking about the things that are within this space. That is what I love. I just absolutely love to have conversations about it, and I love to listen to conversations about it as well. So why not share through, and why not amplify the healing through shared experience, you know? Because when I listen to other people's podcasts, I take so much from it. I genuinely love it. And especially when I'm going through something, I'll search up what I'm going through specifically on the podcast platform, or on YouTube, or on Spotify, and I will try and find something that resonates with what I'm going through, and I'll listen to that, and I'll take something from it. So again, this is the reason why I want to create this space. So yeah, this is just a place for guidance. It's a place for guidance. And I also wanted to release the feelings of things that, of needing things to be perfect as well, because again, creating content online, it can be, you can feel like you need to fit into a box of like, oh, it needs to be this way, but I need to do this and I need it to be like that. And then you end up doing it so much that you don't release. I have not released so much stuff because I have tried for things to be perfect, or I've lost motivation halfway through because I'm like not really liking how something's filmed, or, and then I just don't post it. And I'm like, no, it's time to release the need to be perfect, because nobody is perfect and we don't need to be. I'm definitely a recovering perfectionist, I can't lie. So yeah, there's multiple reasons why I want to release this, and hopefully, again, permission slip. Here's the permission slip. I'll give you the permission slip to do the same. I give you the permission slip to do the same. So a nice free flowing conversation is what it is for me. Like I want this to feel like you're just chatting to your friends, you're chatting to your sister. I want this to feel like just a nice, deep, meaningful, fun conversation. And yeah, it feels nice for it to be free flowing. It feels more real, it feels more authentic, and it feels more raw. And I love that. I love the rawness of it. It's right up my street. And I can tell you now, like I've been through a lot. I've experienced a lot and I've healed a lot. And again, I'm not perfect. And I am still and will always be on the spiritual journey of healing. As soon as you open up your consciousness, as soon as you awaken, let's say, to this world, to this space, it's never ending. It's like a roller coaster. So please, please, please don't feel guilty for stopping, taking a moment to pause and just enjoying your life. Like, just, I'm gonna quote unquote say like a normal person. I shouldn't really say that because that's not right, but yeah, anyway. So yeah, my aim for this space is to provide guidance and inspiration through my own personal journey in life, my own personal experiences in life, as well as actually eventually bringing people on to this space and in this space who have inspired me through their own personal experiences. And I have a lot of people around me that I can already think of that I'm like, oh, I just love them to come on and talk about their experiences and let's just have a chat. And it will be such a fun vibe. And it's just like, let's get really deep and spiritual and juicy. And yeah, so I have that in mind for this space as well. Because I take so much from conversations like this. And it's my aim to do the same. It's my aim to kind of give that to other people, to provide that value for others that are listening as well. So yeah, that is definitely something that will be coming into this space. So do expect that. So I just wanted to touch on as well how and where I've been for the last few months, because I feel like this is a really integral part, a really important part of my shared experience within this first episode that I post, because it's been a lot. As I touched on already a little bit, it has been a lot. So we're going to just go back a little bit. So this is a little story time, so get comfy, because this is quite an interesting one. So I turned 30 in October 2023. My birthday. I turned 30 on the 30th in 2023, hence the reason why I got 333 tattooed on my arm. I genuinely felt like I was going through a crisis leading up to me turning 30. And classic Saturn returns, if you're into astrology, my astrology babes, listen up. Saturn returns definitely came through. But to be honest, like a lot of people who have been through I know people that have been through a much more challenging Saturn returns, but mine was very much like mental. It was like mental challenges that I was moving through. So that was a really big thing for me last year. So I think I felt like I started noticing it around August time, that I was starting to feel like, noticing this pattern's coming up and this pattern's also coming up. It was like my old, really, really old ways of thinking. Like, I'm talking like when I was really young, in my teens, all those kind of thought processes were coming up again. But there's a reason why. And I kind of know why. My astrologist that did my reading for me said that Saturn is like the Grim Reaper. Like, so it basically comes in, shakes stuff up, mirrors back to you, shows you things. It's like, do you really want to be still carrying this on through the next 30 years of your life? because Saturn does a 30-year cycle around the Earth. So yeah, a lot of my old patterning was coming up, and I really, really had to look at it. I had to look at it because I hadn't had an opportunity to look at this stuff for a really long time, because the stuff that was coming up for me was a lot of stuff around relationships. And what I have noticed, and I will touch on this in another episode, but I have noticed that I couldn't heal certain aspects of myself whilst being single, because I had no one to mirror back to me the patterning, right? And that's not to say that that person was purposely, it was my patterning was coming up for me to look at it within myself. So a beautiful thing, really. Very intense for me, but very important for me to look at, because it helped me heal through that. And the I would say, like, the level of speed of my way of recognizing and moving through it and coming out of the other side has been very, very fast compared to like what it was when I was younger, and like the other times I've been in relationships, because the same stuff has come up, like, for me, from what came up in my last relationship. So it's really interesting to see how like that patterning plays out in our lives, and it's genuinely like an effect that something has had on me from a really early age, which I'll touch on eventually, and to how it can affect us still in our later lives, just mentally, even though it's not really what's happening, or not, there's just this level of like, damn, I didn't realize that I could still, that was still within me. Like, I really, and it was this level of like, I really want to heal this. Like, I don't want to be dragging this on through the rest of my life, because it's not healthy, you know? So anyway, it felt like I was going through a crisis, but let's go back a little bit further. So I did actually start my coaching business at the beginning of 2023 as well, but I had to put it on pause because of this crisis build, because I could feel something coming, and I was starting to get really tired, and I had been on a spiritual pause at this point and recalibrating myself and grounding myself, like finding grounding, because trying to get my health back in check as well, because I moved back from Glastonbury in May 2023. And I really needed to integrate what I'd been through, because that was such an intense year. As you are aware, if you've been following me on Instagram or YouTube, you'll see that I moved out in 2022, and I didn't say where I moved to, but I moved to Glastonbury. If you haven't seen any of my other videos, I moved to Glastonbury for a year into a flat, and it's just so intense. Like, it was such an amazing place. I love it, and I don't want to like, you know, put a negative spin on it, but like, it was so intense living there. I loved every minute, but so intense. Like, I can't tell you how many spiritual awakenings I had. It was mental. It was absolutely mental. Like, I still laugh about it to this day. And it's so funny, because I've only actually been back once to visit since I've moved back, and I moved back in May 2023. So it's the reason why I express, like, have a pause if you need to pause. If you need a spiritual pause, pause, please pause. Like, give yourself a break, because you need it, you know? Like, it's needed. It's needed to recalibrate. You need to recalibrate your energy sometimes, because your energy can shift, but like, your body needs to catch up. So yeah, I'd been on a spiritual pause. So that's why I paused my coaching business. I could feel something building in me, and I just really needed to like face what was happening. Put my health first and put myself first. But yeah, starting my business was really beautiful, really beautiful experience. But that probably brought up some things for me as well, to be fair. But it was really beautiful. And yeah, it was just a really intense year. There were so many awakenings. Like, I can't even, I even had a Kundalini awakening, which I will be sharing my story on that. Just not yet. It will be coming very soon. I'm going to do a Kundalini series within this space, because ever since that happened to me, which was at the beginning of 2023, it happened in January of 2023. Bearing in mind, I just want a side note, I didn't really understand what Kundalini meant, right? I understood that it was like an energetic spiral within the spine, and I'd heard of like Kundalini yoga, but I never understood truly what Kundalini was or meant, or like the process of it. Like, I didn't really get it. I just felt like it was quite a new age, even though it's actually, when you think about it, it's quite an old age spirituality, but it's like come back again into the new age. But I felt like the word Kundalini is thrown around, and was thrown around a hell of a lot, and it was quite like a label that people were putting on things. But like, I had this experience and I can tell you now, like, it shifted so much and it was really intense and it was a lot and it wasn't what I was expecting. And I didn't plan for it to happen. It just happened unexpectedly. So that was a huge, and that has been, I think, a huge part of, again, my intenseness that was built towards, if that's even a word, that was built towards the end of 2023, because I've heard of people going through, like, really, you know, dark nights of the soul after they've had this, like, beautiful Kundalini awakening. So yeah, I will be having a series on that because I've got so much to share. Just touching on, like, it's been over a year now since I had that awakening, and it's been one that has stuck with me and will stick with me for the rest of my life because it was just wild. But honestly, after that, and again, I've heard through Kundalini awakenings, but, like, just in general, like, having so many things, like, so many realizations. It was like when I was living in Glastonbury, I was having, like, a realization after realization week by week. It was, like, weekly. And as you can imagine, that is so, that's a lot for your mind to process, like, so much for your mind to process. So I was so tired. I was so exhausted. And I moved back home in 2023. I just really needed a break. Like, I just needed to feel normal for a moment because I was not feeling normal. I was feeling so, like, just, like, all over the shop, really. Handling it very well, might I add, but I was feeling all sorts of stuff, even more sensitive than I've ever been. But I'm not going to get into it too much now because I just want to talk about that in a whole different episode. But it's just juicy and it's a very big part of, like, my last year that I've experienced. With a Kundalini awakening, I will say it can basically shake up your nervous system. So it, like, it's, again, it's like a realignment. It's like a full reboot that is, like, shaking you up to put you back into alignment. But when that happens, your body, your physical body needs to catch up with the energetic body. So it needs to, like, lock in together. So a lot was, I was feeling a lot and moving through a lot within my body and within my being. So my energy, my physical body just felt really just, I was going to say fucked. It felt fucked, to be honest. I'm just going to say it. It felt fucked. Like, I was in physical pain. I was exhausted. I was tired. I was just felt like I was sleeping so much. Like, I just can't, I feel like a lot of my ways of healing, when I'm going through an intense experience or an intense period, I tend to sleep a hell of a lot. And I, yeah, it's definitely what I did a lot. I slept a lot last year. I slept a hell of a lot. My energy was just shaken up. It was realigned within, but I just needed to catch up. My body really needed to catch up. So with Kundalini, I was shot right up into the clouds for some time. It shot me right up into the clouds and I had to bring myself back down. I had to ground myself. I had to bring myself back into my body, back into my space. Because if you think about it, when you know roughly what Kundalini is, the coil, the snake spirals from the root chakra all the way up through your crown. So if you can imagine that's going all the way up, and it feels like a beautiful orgasmic explosion that happens, and like from your crown. And that is a huge awakening. And so I had to learn how to draw my energy back into me and, like, stay grounded within this body. But the beautiful thing about that, which, like, it's funny because it's like, it sounds like I'm contradicting myself there, but what it did bring me after that was, like, a lot of presence. Like, I had quite a lot the first initial, like, few months. I felt very, very present. It's not something that you can really share that much with a lot of people because a lot of people don't understand it, to be honest. Like, I didn't understand it when someone first explained what it was to me. I kind of thought that the person was kind of talking crazy. And I feel bad for even saying that. One of my friends told me about her experience and I actually apologised to her after this happened to me. And I said to her, like, I didn't understand what you were telling me. And I was very like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah, I sound a little bit crazy there. But really, when it happened to me, I was like, no, I get it now. I understand. And it must feel, and it can feel really, you can feel quite alone going through something like that because it just sounds so out there to people. And I get it. I understand because I felt the same. So again, another space where I want to help guide people through their experiences and just know they're not alone through that, because I definitely felt that and went through that myself. Oh, I just needed to pause and just be a human for a minute after this. And that really happened when I came back home. I just needed to pause. I just needed to ground. I just needed to come back to the earth and find presence, come back into my center and find that alignment with my body, could find the alignment with my energetic body. So yeah, that really shifted a lot for me last year, from January 2023 down to my 30th, which was obviously in October. But since my 30th, let's talk about that. Let's bring the light back into this now. So since my 30th, I've been doing a lot of background work. I have finally built my energy healing business, which has just basically been launched. I've been qualified in Reiki level 1 and 2 since 2021. And then I qualified in Amazonian Shakapa healing, and that was in 2023. That was in June or July of 2023, which is a shamanic teaching from the Shipibo tribe in Peru. And my teachers are from the UK, but they train closely with the tribe there for many years. So the work really resonates with me, the shamanic side of things, and especially with the Shipibo tribe, because I sat with the medicine of ayahuasca with the Shipibo tribe back in Peru in 2019 for the first time, and that was my first time ever sitting with that medicine. So it was really beautiful. So to be able to learn some of the teachings was just like, it just felt right, you know. It just felt like I was meant to do that, and it's something I really love to combine together. So within my business, I offer Reiki healing, but also shamanic Reiki and also cacao and shamanic Reiki. So that's just something that I've built in the background recently, and I've just launched. Obviously that's like a in-person healing, so that's really exciting. So yeah, I had to do a lot of the background work there, like build my website, do all the mundane stuff, you know. I can tell you now, I do not enjoy building websites. That is one thing that I did not enjoy about the process, but it took me ever so long. But I'm really glad it's done. These are the sort of things that you just have to implement into your life when you're wanting to do these types of things. Like, you just have to learn and you have to go for it, you know. So I tend to I used to go back in and just like be like, right, I need to fix this and do this. Because again, it's like another project that I started, didn't finish. Started another thing and then thought, oh, I really need to go back and do that. So like learning to go, no, do this until you finished it, and then you can do everything else, you know. So anyway, I absolutely love holding space. I love holding space in ways of energy healing. It feels very, very nourishing for whoever I'm holding space for, and for myself as well, because it just feels right. I love to help people feel nurtured, to feel seen and heard and held. Like, it feels really, really, it feels like an honour to be able to do that for people, and it's such a blessing to offer that. So that's all really exciting. All this to say, I am still also working part-time and growing this on the side, growing all of this, doing all of this on the side of my 9-to-5 matrix job. So it's a real journey, it's a real process. That in itself is a spiritual journey, I feel, because you're having to learn to like let go of your limiting beliefs, fear of failure, you're having to step out of your comfort zone. You're having to try and learn new things, i.e. like build website building. Like, that was, I did not have a clue what I was doing, and I still don't know what I'm doing, and I'm still learning. So I feel like my website's very basic, but that's just what I wanted it to be. I was like, you know, oh, I always seem to feel very busy. I always seem to be very busy and always have things to do. I feel like my to-do list has been never ending for my whole adult life. Since I started to like want to follow my dreams and my passions and my purpose, like, you end up having a huge to-do list, and you end up working your job, like your matrix job, but you also end up working on the side. But to be honest, like, I say that, but this doesn't feel like work to me. This feels like nourishment. I love doing this. So when you love doing something, that's when you know, like, it would never feel like work because you love doing it, you know. So this podcast, this content creation, sharing on YouTube, energy healing and coaching is my passion, and it brings me joy and alignment from within, like, hence the whole align within and why I wanted to share that, because I just wanted you to have a little background of who I am and, you know, what to expect and why I'm doing this and what my passions are, so you can understand, you know, what to kind of gain from this as time moves on. Oh, I feel like I haven't taken a breath. Let's just all take a breath, shall we? Really needed to ground then, just lots of talking. It's nice to just take a pause every now and then, you know. I feel doing these things and sharing this journey and sharing content and creating and all of that kind of stuff feels very fulfilling to me. I just absolutely love it. I love it. I do it because I love it, and I don't do it because I feel like I have to. I do it because I love it. Eventually, I'd love to make this full time. I'm calling that in, you know, calling that in, but without having an attachment to like the end, whatever. It's just, I'm doing this because I love it, and I'm just surrendering to the process of life. I'm trusting and I'm believing and trusting in divine timing of everything, and there's always a reason why we are where we are in life, you know? I truly believe that. So, my loves, what a lot. That was a lot. So with all that being said, welcome to this space. It's amazing having you here, and in my next episode, I will be delving deep into my spiritual journey, going back, way, way back to the beginning. I'm talking like very beginning. We're going to talk about everything. We're going to go, again, I'm going to strip naked and basically share my full story with you. I'm not going to physically strip naked, by the way, obviously. I'm just going to share my full story with you, and that feels very like revealed and seen, but it's just like, you know, it is what it is. I think it's an important part to share, especially because I've been on this spiritual journey for about a decade now, so I feel like it's time to share it, and hopefully you take something from it. So yeah, I think it's a good place to kickstart the journey here. It gives you a good understanding of who I am as a person, where I've come from, what I've been through, why I've chosen to do this, why I've chosen this journey in life. It's going to get deep. It's going to get very deep because I'm a deep person. I've been told it very many, many times. I'm a very deep person. Like, just remember, I'm a Scorpio. It's just, that's who I am. So deep, very deep. I am aiming to get one video out a week. I am aiming to be consistent here now. This feels very, very fun for me. I'm very excited to do this. I don't feel the pressure that I was putting on myself before. This just feels right. It's been a long time coming, you know? It's been a long time coming, and it's time. It's time to get on it. So anyway, my loves, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your busy day and taking the time to share space with me. I'm super, super grateful, and I just want to acknowledge you all and just send you so much love, because this really does mean a lot for me. And yeah, if you want to follow me on any socials, I'm on Instagram. I actually have two accounts on Instagram. I have my personal account, and I have a new account that I have created specifically for this podcast and the YouTube videos and stuff, because the main account for my coaching and Reiki, and I could combine it all, we'll see, I don't know, I'm not sure yet, I'll let you know. But my main account is I Am Lauren Fleck, or my other account that I have just created, it's new, I've not really posted a lot on there at all, to be honest, is called At Align Within, which I'll link everything below anyway. And if you're listening to this on podcast, you can go and watch the full episode on YouTube under Lauren Fleck. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, you can go and give this a listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify at Align Within. So I just like to make things complicated, clearly. But no stress yet. Like I said, I'll link everything below. And yeah, I feel like that's about it. We'll wrap this up. Thank you so much for being here. Again, I appreciate you all so much. I am so excited to be here with you, and I'm so excited to share and what unfolds and what comes through and the insights we have and the realizations we have and the epiphanies, because that's going to happen a lot, I feel. Especially, I feel like when you talk a lot and you're just free-flowing, it's the time where the realizations come through. There might be an epiphany within that pause. So when you're just talking, it is like therapy, really. So you're all my therapists. No, I'm joking. Anyway, closing this out here, sending you all so much love, and I hope you all have a beautiful day, and I will see you and speak to you very, very soon. Sending so much love. Bye bye.